This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We began with a trade deal that was on the rocks. We end with a trade deal that's on the rocks. Actually, this one's already crashed into the rocks, and people are trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces, if I could torture that metaphor just a little bit. Britain and its soon-to-be former European Union partners are meeting in Brussels today to talk Brexit, trying to find some common ground for Britain's future trading relationship with its biggest trading partner. There is a deadline on this thing, March the 29th of next year. And over the past week or so, the British government has really started to get people ready for the possibility of what's being called a no-deal Brexit. And it's trying to play down the potential economic damage. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one from London.
Brexit Minister Dominic Raab has tried to calm fears of a no-deal Brexit. He's promised the Brits that, contrary to some media reports, there will not be food shortages or scarcity of medical supplies, and that their favourite sandwich is not at risk.
So let me assure you that, contrary to one of the wilder claims, you will still be able to enjoy a BLT after Brexit.
Bacon from Denmark, lettuce from Spain and tomatoes from the Netherlands will continue to arrive in the UK, he said, along with the rest of the 30% of the nation's food that comes from continental Europe. A no-deal Brexit, Raab said, would not be a national emergency.
And there are no plans to deploy the army to maintain food supplies.
As he published more than 140 pages of advice to the Brits on how to handle a no-deal Brexit, Raab told the BBC that with or without a deal, the UK would in the long run prosper.
The UK would be better off outside of the EU in any scenario over the long term, but I recognise the risks of the short term.
Nevertheless, those risks do seem rather daunting. Leaving the EU without a new trade relationship could mean a lot more bureaucracy at the border as customs checks are reintroduced. It would be bad news for food imports and exports, claims food industry spokesman Ian Wright.
Fresh produce is going to be massively impacted if there are any delays at the ports. Products will arrive less than fresh on the shelves. The whole question of a no-deal exit is a very grisly prospect.
Many British non-food manufacturers could also be affected. Raw materials and components, as well as finished products, crisscross the border. All that is vulnerable, says Rod McKenzie of the main trucking industry trade group, the Road Haulage Association.
If there is no transition deal, there will be very, very severe disruption to supply chains.
Intangible trade could also be at risk. Insurance contracts taken out with British companies by people or businesses in continental Europe could be rendered invalid if there's no deal. Jonathan De Beer of the Association of British Insurers says millions of people could be impacted.
So the Bank of England estimates that there's around 38 million insurance contracts, around £55 billion worth, which is a lot of customers who are left in legal limbo.
Brexit supporters say all this is designed to scare the Brits into agreeing on an exit deal loaded in the EU's favour. They argue that no deal wouldn't be a disaster. Since the EU has an $80 billion trade surplus with Britain, the bloc will do everything to ensure that its own exporters don't lose out. And if the UK does leave without a deal next March, it would be free to slash duties on imports from any country, giving it a possible edge over the EU. Martin Howe, a pro-Brexit lawyer.
We would be able to cut the costs of our imports on goods across the board by a very considerable level. You're looking at savings in the many billions of pounds a year for British consumers.
The British government does not share his enthusiasm for a no-deal Brexit. It's bending over backwards to secure an agreement. And after today's talks, the Brexit secretary said he's optimistic that a deal is within reach. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.